Welcome to the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts. Please put all cell phones and electronic devices on silent or vibrate at this time. The use of such devices at any time during the performance is distracting to audience members and performers and is strictly prohibited. Photography, audio, and video recording are prohibited and monitored by theater staff. There is no smoking anywhere in the theater, including the lobby and restrooms. Please make note of the exit nearest your seat. In the event of an emergency, please proceed to the exit nearest your seat, which may differ from the door you used to enter the theater. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Sean Watkins. Thank you. And they struggle to protect her from them, only to be confused by the magnitude of her fury in the final hour. Let the buildings keep our children dry. Let creation read its secrets by and by. Till I go down, till I go down, oh yeah, till I go down, I'm not gonna shut my mouth till I go down. I'm not gonna shut my mouth, I'm for the truth to come out. Like the lady with the iron will, if it leads to the dollar bill, till I go down, till I go down, oh yeah, till I go down, I'm not gonna shut my mouth till I go down. Till I go down, not till I go down, not till I go down, not till I go down, till I go down, till the world stops spinning around, till it's 6 feet under the ground, till there's no sound. I'm not in this chain till I go down. Till I go down. I'm not gonna shut my eyes. I already see the lights on the faces of the metal wall, in deep to the cannon floor. Till I go down. Till I go down. Oh yeah. Till I go down. I'm not gonna shut my eyes till I go down. Not 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 till I go down. Till I go down. Till the world stops turning around, till I'm 6 feet under the ground, till there's no sound. And I know that I'm gonna swing this chain till I go down. Till I go down. Till I go down.
These dates sort of put aside for a solo acoustic tour. And I finally sort of looked up from what I was doing, which was a lot of stuff on my time off, and I thought, you know, I don't even want to play by myself right now. I'd rather play with my friends. And so I'm doing some of these dates with some friends and some dates with other friends. This is our second night tonight with Sean and Sarah. Sean and Sarah, really good friends of mine. It's not just like, you know, I need like someone to like mind me or anything. It's not just like.
What's the love,
Jackson Brown? Yeah. Well, it's not that. No, but it would take a certain kind of player, of course, but. But also it takes a certain kind of friend to call him up and say, would you guys come on the road with me for a couple weeks, you know, and that's what it is. These guys are, they're from Nickel Creek, they're from about five other bands each, and they also have their solo careers, and I'm so happy that they took the time out here to come out here and play my song with me. And one of their bands is called it's not really a band, it's kind of like it's a thing they do in Los Angeles called the Watkins Family Hour. And, and they also tour with it a little bit, but mainly it's just a happening, a thing where, and it's been a huge influence on me, so, like every night it's like that. We'll work up some songs, but then there'll always be something that we do that we didn't plan on doing, or that we just try it on each other, so. But that doesn't mean we don't have a set list and we get stuff, but we do, like, it's not like, don't worry, there's a plan. There's a plan. This is a song that I wrote about a part of Los Angeles that I lived in a long time ago, and a lot of people have lived in. And A bunch of English rock journalists made a big deal about it a few years ago, and now everybody's like sort of on a Twitter about, that's not the right word, Twitter. Excited about Laurel Canyon. You know, Laurel Canyon was a place where it used to be one of the cheapest places to live in LA, and it was also the only place that was very green, so the musicians more or less gathered there. I lived there about three or four different places. It's the first place I lived in LA. This is about a song about a street here called Wonderland. This is called Off of Wonderland. Songs with, who I was in love with for a long time. Later she was in my band. Went through a lot of different stages of relationship with this this girl, this woman. Her name was Valerie Carter. And some of you might know her as she sang with James Taylor for a long time. She sang with me for a while. And we wrote some songs. She passed away this year. And this is a song I wrote for her, about her. This is called That Girl Could Sing.
Thank you.
So, I want to sing a song that is one of the songs that, it's actually the song that Valerie and I wrote together. We wrote this with Lowell George. It's called Love Needs a Heart. Thank you.
got inside my head. I wanna live in the world. I wanna stand and then be counted with a hopeful and the willing, with the open and the strong, with the voices in the darkness fashioning daylight out of song, and the millions of lovers alive in the world. Behind some wall, I wanna live in the world where I will hear if another voice should call to the prisoner inside me, to the captive of my doubts, who among his fantasies harbors the dream of breaking out and taking his chances. Alive in the world. To open my eyes and wake up alive in the world. To open my eyes and finally arrive in the world. Thank you. hold a life there in your hands. Some maybe you just don't know. Some of your dreams became my plans. Somewhere long ago. Think of all the things we've done and where we've been. Your touch made me a king.
town and still working. We don't even know how many bands there are. There's no count. There's no count for how many bands there are. Can everybody see all right? We were in the theater last night. A friend of mine came to see the show, and they were sitting, you know, we gave you seats in the middle of the house. But they said they couldn't see the stage. It was really funny. Like I guess it was in Staten Island. And the seats weren't kind of raked right. They sort of like, they were like. Here's a song that I don't always get to do. People call for this song sometimes, and just, even when I'm playing by myself, I should be able to do whatever I can remember. It's just that you can't. It has kind of a harmonies that sort of go opposite each other. It can't be done at the same time. But you can't just leave the harmonies out, because then half the story's missing. So. Everyone I ever known has wished me well. Maybe that's how it seems, it's hard to tell. Maybe people only ask you how you're doing, cause it's easier than letting on how little they could care. Suddenly all the others are so much easier to bear. Now the season's clear, it's hard enough, I know. When you're waiting for reality to show, but I'm dreaming of the perfect love and holding it so far above. You stumble onto someone real. It's like you're standing in the window of
a house nobody lives in. I'm sitting in a car across the way. That's just it. It's an early morning Chevrolet.
That's just it.
Last couple of years, I've lost a lot of friends. My friends are, you know, more than before. You know, people are dropping off, dropping like flies. If you want to know, no, I've lost three really good friends last year, and then all of this year, one of my good friends beat cancer, and that's something to be celebrated. And another friend of mine. But another friend of mine did pass away. I talked to him a few weeks before he was going to die. And in California, we have a law, as of last year, I think, called the Death with Dignity Law. And it allows people who have a terminal illness, you know, to arrange to end their lives in, you know, the way they want to. So I got this, I knew he was going to pass away, but I didn't know when. I didn't know what time he chose, when he chose. And he is paralyzed and he's having a rough time of it. And, but his daughter sent me this a little video that she made of his grandson, her son, singing a song to him. And as she said, on the last day of his life. And it was sort of moving. Not only because it was just a fantastic song, it was an incredible song in which he was brimming with love for his grandfather. In the song, he vows to, you know, he tells him all the things he's going to do with his life. And most of all, he's not going to be afraid. And that just kind of like put me away because, you know, what is it that we're really afraid of, you know, besides death? Just, I mean, there's a lot of it, but it really comes down to that. And there were these really courageous people, you know, just dealing with it. As if it were the most obvious fact of our lives, is that it's going to come to an end. Anyway, I just thought how fortunate that people are figuring this out. And one of my friends who died last year died in he was a Lakota Indian. He was, maybe you know, John Trudell. John Trudell, great spoken word poet and Native American spokesman, Native rights advocate. He passed away, and it was done in, you know, in the right way, with the ceremony, with the people around him singing, with his family all around him. And anyway, this song here has been that kind of thing for me. It's been an attempt to kind of, and I've sung this for many people who've died. And after the fact, though, the coolest thing about this little video that my friend sent was that, you know, his grandson sings him this song, and then he just says, "Oh, that's a really great song." You know, like, he got to hear it, you know? So. Yeah. Anyway, this is called Full of Dancer.
You'll never know.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
I'm not trying to tell you that I've seen the plan.
just another dreamer, dreaming about every man.
A song I want to sing you, written by a friend of mine who's a brilliant, brilliant songwriter who writes in Spanish. He's a Cuban guy, his name is Carlos Varela. I met him the first time I went to Cuba. He's really loved by every generation of Cubans. Even the expatriate Miami Cubans that really kind of think that if anybody were a true patriot that they'd leave Cuba. Even they love Carlos Varela. They can't really deny his patriotism and his passion for his country. People love this song because songs, but he invited me to sing this song with him at a concert he did in Havana, and he asked me to translate a verse and sing a verse in English. So I translated the whole song. I didn't know which verse he wanted or what he wanted. So I love this song. This song kind of came out. Well, for once, you know, it's very hard to translate English into Spanish or Spanish into English because they're just, the phrases are just longer. Spanish phrases are much longer. But Carlos is a rock and roller, so I think maybe he just thinks in shorter, you know, shorter cadences. I don't know. This is a good song for now, for our country. This is called Walls and Doors. Say that again. Appreciate you yelling for rock and roll. I know what you mean. I sometimes wake up in the night yelling, rock and roll, rock and roll. Do you guys know that song of mine, Giving That Heaven Away? That's got some rock and roll in it. Thank you. while outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my sleeve. Now that's much too old, a story to believe. And you know that it's shaking and shivering, even though makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco in a long, long while. Again, dreams are rolling down across the place of my mind. And I've just had a taste of something fine.
Keep it in your mind to save me. just a taste of something fun. Something fun.
Rock and roll like that, you know. It's that.
I got a song that has the words rock and roll in it. I don't know if that means it's rock and roll. But it's about rock and roll. I don't know if that means it's rock and roll. Right? Oh no, it's not in the right key. Not in the right tune. How's it doing in this tune? That's all right. I can put it in tune. I can tune it all. Although sometimes I wonder. See, the guitar is when you change the tuning, you gotta kind of keep tuning them for a while. And there are people who are really good at this. They do the whole set on one guitar. You know, Marty Simpson, just and he's talking to you the whole time. It's like strings are like people, you know. You get them to like, you know, do what you want them to do, but then you look away for a second. So this is a song. I wrote this song because somebody wrote me a letter that, from somebody from long, long, long ago wrote me a letter. And it was a really beautiful letter. And it was just so well written and so, but it was about somebody that I had spent, like, you know, a blindingly short but indelible amount of time with. You couldn't even call it a one night stand because it wasn't in the nighttime. It was like, you know, just like, just one of them. You know, like in the old songs in the 40s, you couldn't talk about any of this stuff. The songs would say stuff like, it was great fun, but it was just one of those things. You know what they're talking about. Yeah, completely. Everybody knew what they're talking about. You just couldn't talk about it. And so, this was somebody I met at a rock festival. And there was a Winnebago involved, and yeah, you know, need I say more? both the Winnebago and the words rock and roll are in this song. So, and there are all kinds of other clues. The point I was trying to make was that she wrote me this great letter, reminding me of what we got into. And like I was like, I do remember that. You know, but what happened is that I lost the letter, and I wanted to write back, you know. I thought, oh no, I'm just gonna think I didn't care or I didn't remember. I mean, all kinds of stuff I've forgotten, thank God. But you know, not that, you know. So like, anyway, so all I could do is like write this song and hope that she would hear the song. And I mean, her name's in the song. I mean, it's not her real name. It was her, like Penny Lane was not her real name, right? It was her Penny Lane name, which was Nova. All right, here's the song. Tell when you really want to hear a song, because you organize the people around you to sort of call in unison for that song. Now see, now that's the problem, that's in the same key. Let's do it. Life is so good.
So
Songs. It just kind of goes down anytime. This is called, it's full of doom, all right? It's like, it's just from the first line, you're doomed. It's called, Don't Let Us Get Sick. But it's also filled with gratitude, you know? Well, really grateful anytime I can feel any sense of gratitude. It's a good thing.
Make us be brave.
and they're calling out to one another, the lovers up and down the stream, and the sound of the waves and the cries of the seagulls circling the sand, and the fragments of the songs streaming down the wind from some radio, and the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. And the factory simple beauty of the promises we made. If we ever need home, call my name and I'll be there. If we ever need home and no one back, I'll see you through sky. There's a need to be separate and a need to be one, and the struggle neither wins. When you gave me the world, I was in a place I could make a stand. I could never see how you doubted me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I would know where things were gonna end. And the heavens were like a wheel on a track, and our sky was unfolding, and it'll never fall back. Sky blue and black.
Thank you.
you so much. Worcester. Worcester. Thank you so much for coming out. I want your help on this song. You don't have to. I'm like a rhythmically challenged. So, you know, you want to help me on this song, I really appreciate it. I just need the backbeat. You don't have to clap loud, you know, just. Thank you. Thank you, Wolfgang. Thank you so much. Sarah Watkins. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to Spirit of Home.
This is a song that I love very much. I recorded this song, but I actually learned this song listening to the radio. Because while I wrote this song, I wrote it with Glenn Frey. So, you're gonna sing it with me, right?
Running down the road, trying to loosen my load, turn me on my way.
it's too far.
I've got nowhere to go.
for coming out. Thanks for making it at home. I really enjoyed tonight. John, I'm so watching.